There's precedent in Wisconsin for taking up the transportation budget separately. Lawmakers did it in 1995 when they couldn't agree quickly on what to do with the gas tax. This year, Governor Jim Doyle's proposed oil tax is one of the many issues dividing lawmakers. Doyle spokesman Matt Cantor says splitting it off for later could move along the rest of the budget.
It's not something that the governor's urging, but this is another responsible option that should be pursued in order to get both sides to come to an agreement.
That stands in sharp contrast to what the governor has said about splitting off the education budget, a move Assembly Republicans tried and Doyle has adamantly opposed. Cantor says the difference is that the transportation budget is more self-contained, since it covers both expenditures and revenues. He says a school's budget only talks about where the state will spend its money, not where the money will come from.
And that's unacceptable. That's piecemeal budgeting. You can't spend money without saying where you're going to get the money.
Cantor says everything remains on the table in budget talks. That would include the governor's proposal to tax hospitals in order to generate more federal Medicaid funds. A week ago, Doyle was talking about that plan in the past tense. But yesterday, the Wisconsin Hospital Association dropped its opposition after the plan was given a sunset date and rewarded to make sure the extra funding pays for health care. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.